Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Inconceivable. Unbelievable. Grandma like a hammer. Information receivable. Sent by the Lord. Here and abroad. With words by the Lord. And the grace be gone. Before the cause in next month of war. So keep lost because now this cause the world. Make way today.
I love a throwback Thursday. Give me a little Run DMC. Tougher than leather. You ever heard this song, Solana?
Never.
You think it's a banger or no?
Not really.
Really?
Gives me anxiety.
Wow. Crank it up for a second. I want to hear more. Y'all kids with your mumble rap. How dare you?
They have a place in music.
Run DMC?
Yeah.
So good. 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, and we're live at Offerdahl's today, off the grill in Boca Raton. Got a action-packed hour for you planned here.
A second opinion is critical. That's why Cleveland Clinic Florida should be your first choice. You need to make sure your diagnosis is correct and the recommended treatment is appropriate. You need answers you can rely on from the very best doctors, and those doctors are practicing and teaching at Cleveland Clinic Florida with a track record of successful outcomes, even in cases considered untreatable by others. Cleveland Clinic Florida is your first choice for a second opinion. Call 1-800-639-DOCTORS or visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/secondopinion to make your appointment with the best doctors today.
I'm so disappointed that you don't think that song is a banger, Solana.
Yeah, it's really just too much. It's like they're yelling at you.
It's too much.
I'm more like Run, Calm Down.
It's too much already. It's enough already. Too much.
Like he's going through something as a kid he can't really get over still.
All right, well, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana before we move along in this Funky Buddha happy hour.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. So I didn't realize this was a thing, but just perusing through Twitter the past couple hours, apparently Heat fans and Heat Twitter, Heat Nation, are very upset with former Heat guard Josh Richardson.
Listen, I saw this morning.
Yeah, listen to him yesterday. He was asked about the atmosphere in his first game in Philadelphia.
It kind of felt like a playoff atmosphere already. You know, just they were on time. That was great.
They're on time.
Yeah, that's what everybody's mad about, that he took a shot at Heat fans for not being on time.
So we're done with Jay Rich already, one game.
These fans are so damn silly.
Y'all turn on Hassan. You loved Hassan for everything that he did, and then he kept doing it, and then y'all hated him. Mm-hmm. And now Josh Richardson, who you didn't want to give up, you gave up, and now you hate him after one night.
What does he want to do? You want him to hold on to the Heat fans while he's playing in Philly? Like, that's silly. The man's going to show love to whoever the fan base is cheering for him.
Of course. Solana, now you're the big Heat super fan on this show. Did that turn you off?
I want to back up Heat Nation and just rip Josh Richardson, call him a loser as I would Hassan, but like, come on, what are we doing here? He didn't even say anything bad. Like, he's
by the
right.
way, we're
he's
not
right.
on time for
right.
games.
He's I right.
Mean, like, and he didn't say they're not on time in Miami. He kind of alluded to it, but we're not. I mean, we're not.
No. And I feel bad about you putting Jay Rich and Hassan in the same category because I think that's totally false.
Because
Hassan, nobody loved Hassan.
Pat
Riley loved Hassan and gave him $98 million.
Wrong.
There was a time where we loved Hassan Whiteside.
When I tell you we loved Hassan Whiteside, we loved him more than any Heat player in recent memory. That guy, when he was doing the deer bra and all that stuff, we couldn't get enough of that guy. How dare you forget
easily? That was y'all then. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm not
that was you too.
I didn't like that damn silliness boy was doing.
That is wrong. Wrong.
I dunk on that giraffe.
Wrong, man.
I dunk on that rhino.
Nobody liked that crap.
Yeah, you guys are rewriting history. What else you got, Solana?
After that, a triple-double against the Bulls with blocks, I was all in, Papa.
Everybody was.
I wasn't.
Everybody was, including Pat Riley. All right, what else you got?
Tonight on Thursday Night Football, it's Washington at Minnesota. That's at 8:20 p.m. Hawks said it last hour. The Vikings, -16.5 at home.
LOL at all these LOL the guy writes at you guys talking about Jay Rich. Somebody writes, Jay Rich is a bum. F that dude.
Man.
From what I saw, Jay Rich was building houses with his bricks last night. Show up on time for that? Somebody else texts in, what does Rich Richardson know about playoff atmosphere? He never went to it.
Do people know we traded him?
But they're angry at him. Like
he would love to be here still, I believe.
Got traded. All right, go ahead. What else you got, Solana?
Yeah, tonight the Florida Panthers are back on the ice. They're in Calgary. That's a 9 p.m. puck drop on 560 The Joe.
All right.
Also tonight we have some NBA action. We've been talking about it, how excited we are for the Clippers facing the Warriors. That's at 10:30 p.m., but before that, it's Giannis Antetokounmpo in Houston to take on the new-look Rockets with James Harden and Russell Westbrook. And also
What's the line on that game? That's an interesting game as well. I'm going to look it up. You want to guess what that is? Houston. It's Milwaukee in Houston?
Yeah, Milwaukee in Houston.
Milwaukee in Houston. I'm going to say Houston by 4?
I was going to say 3, yeah.
I'm guessing. Let me see here. Houston -1.
Hmm. Well, you don't really know what they got yet. We haven't seen them play together.
I mean, they're two pretty transcendent players. I mean, I kind of know what they got.
Well, playing together, though.
I know, I understand. But I'm saying any team with Russell Westbrook and James Harden on it.
But only one ball.
Pretty damn good.
Here you go, James. And all Russ. He'll never give it back.
They need to play like that air hockey game that all of a sudden shoots out 70 pucks at once. They have all those basketballs come out on the court.
They'd still be arguing.
They'd still argue. All right, what else you got, Solana?
Also tonight, how about this, guys? Some MLS playoff action. It's Atlanta hosting Philadelphia at 8 p.m., followed by El Clasico, at least the American version. LAFC host LA Galaxy. That's at 10:30 p.m. The winners of each of those games advance to the Western and Eastern Conference Finals in the MLS.
Couldn't be less interested, but thank you for letting us know.
Who is that?
Anything else?
You're going to miss out on Zlatan versus LAFC, man. You're
Somebody
sleeping.
Somebody texts in, Jay Rich was always on time to step out of bounds in that final possession.
I remember that now.
It's a great text. All right, what else? What else you got, Solana?
And finally, Netflix released its most watched shows that have been watched since they've been around. I don't know if you guys want to guess the number one most watched show.
Well, I saw this list. I actually had this on my show sheet myself to bring this up
but
a couple weeks ago.
The most watched show since they've been around?
Because how could you watch it before it was around?
You know what I meant. You know what I meant, Crowder.
I withdraw. I recuse myself from the quiz because I've seen it. Go ahead. What's the best one?
It's The Office. Way to ruin it.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to be honest and transparent. You got weather?
Yeah, weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in SoFla, it is currently 88 degrees and partly cloudy. Tonight, the low will drop to 81, and there's a 30% chance of rain. You can visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
I just got a look from our engineer on site, John Bryant, when you said SoFla. He looked at me and he mouthed SoFla. Yeah, it's a long-running thing that we can't get him to stop. So we just grin and bear it.
We're not all on board, John. I'll tell you that.
Let me give everybody the injury update. This injury update is brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Obviously, the injury report is Thursday, Friday, and Monday this week because the Dolphins play on Monday night. Did not practice today. Rashad Jones and Daniel Kilgore did not practice. A bunch of people listed on the Miami Dolphins injury report, but you still got a few days before we get there. But Juju Smith-Schuster did not practice for the Steelers. He's listed as illness. So I would imagine he's going to be fine by Monday unless he's got the mono. But you said that's a white person's disease.
Yeah, no way Juju got mono.
But he does have the name Juju. So Is there a loophole? Is there a possible loophole?
I don't know. I gotta go.
You just want me to move on?
I gotta go to my group of people. I gotta get on the black thread and see what's going on with this juju guy.
This injury update is brought to you by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute, now at the Lennar Foundation Medical Center in Coral Gables. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We do 15 minutes of heat every afternoon around 5:15. Mike Inglis is the radio play-by-play man for the Miami Heat Basketball Network. We'll talk about last night's game and look ahead towards Saturday's game in Milwaukee. So we'll do a little 15 minutes of heat here momentarily.
Y'all got to check out the world-famous Tootsie's Cabaret. It's been voted the best adult club in the country for years and years. I've been going to Tootsie's for 15 years, and trust me, it is amazing. 64,000 square feet of adult fun. There's a 20,000 square foot restaurant and sports bar, but you walk in Tootsie's, you go in the sports bar, or just stay in the club. Hundreds of TVs everywhere. Watch your football, basketball, baseball, hockey games, all the fights, and the pay-per-view fights, there's no extra charge. You just walk into Tootsie's. Like I say, hundreds of TVs, everything you want to see will be on. And when there's a commercial or there is an undercard you don't want to watch, just turn your head a foot to the left or right, and you can see one of these beautiful South Florida women up there entertaining. Tootsie's is open every single day from noon to 6 a.m., 18 hours a day. That's for us. Let's take advantage, but I want you to get over there for happy hour because it's amazing. Make it your lunch spot. They open at noon. You can get over there at 1203. I used to do it all the time. You can get over there. No cover charge. Just walk right in. Half price drinks, and the food is amazing. I got to get the fried lobster every time I go. The wings, the calamari, the nachos, the pizza, the burgers, the cheesesteaks, they got it all, and it is delicious. And before, after any game at Hard Rock Stadium, go hang out with 150 of South Florida's most beautiful entertainers and get in for free with your game ticket or ticket stub. Before, after any game at Hard Rock Stadium, Tootsie's is just minutes away from Hard Rock, so you can leave the game and head over there, or leave the house a little earlier and stop by Tootsie's on the way to the game, just a few minutes away from Hard Rock Stadium. Tootsie's Cabaret, best adult club in the country. Tootsie'sCabaret.com. Go there for more details.
All right, we're going to talk with Mike Inglis from the Miami Heat Basketball Network. 15 minutes of heat coming your way next on Hockman and Crowder. Throwback Thursday style. A little Earth, Wind, and Fire. We're at Offerdahl's in Boca Raton. Offerdahl's Off the Grill. John Offerdahl has his Gridiron Grill Off coming up Saturday, November 9th. Pompano Beach Amphitheater. Crowder will be there as per usual. You can get tickets at gridirongrilloff.com. It is one of the best events, charitable events,
yes,
in South Florida every year. And you will eat and drink and be merry.
22 of the best restaurants in South Florida with one of their best dishes. 22 liquor drinks, wine, beer, cocktails. And you get to meet 22 Dolphin alumni, NFL alumni, you know, different John's friend. It is literally, like, I do a bunch of events. It's one of my favorite events of all time. It is a hell of a weekend. There's a concert afterwards. Then you can see the cornhole competition where all the ex-athletes play cornhole against each other. Yes, I'm telling you, you have to come to the Gridiron Grill-Off. What's the date on it?
Saturday, November 9th. Pompano Beach Amphitheater. The concert that night is Brett Young. And, yeah, going to be a real fun event.
So. I warn y'all now. I'm gonna be drunk.
I don't think that's the
okay.
I don't think that's the promotion that they're looking
no,
for.
No, give them that. Okay.
No. Come out to the Walgreens Gridiron Grill Off Saturday, November 9th, Pompano Beach Amphitheater. We're gonna give you 15 minutes of heat right now. We do it every day around this time. We'll head out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. 15 minutes of heat presented by Comcast. Stay connected to your team with Xfinity, proud partner of the Miami Heat. And Mike Inglis is the radio voice for the Miami Heat on the Miami Heat Basketball Network, and he joins us right now. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon. How are things there?
Very good. I'm imagining you had a good time last night at the American Airlines Arena.
You know, it didn't start. It started real well, and then it took a bit of a lull and a bit of a surprise. But they came on strong, and it says an awful lot about the nice balance they've got with the veterans and youth right now, which is good.
Yeah, the Jimmy Butler news, which came out, I guess we were getting off the air. It was probably about 5:45 last night when the Jimmy Butler news came out. And I thought that might put a little damper on the enthusiasm at the arena last night. I thought it might put a little damper on the play that you'd see out on the court. And again, it was neck and neck for three quarters, and then the Heat just pulled away. Did the Jimmy Butler news have any kind of effect, do you think, on the start of the game?
I don't know if it really had that much of an – obviously, losing his talent has an overall effect.
Sure.
But I think what it did is everybody just sort of, you know tightened up the bootstraps, so to speak, and say, hey, we got to do this. And they did it. I mean, he got great efforts off the bench from the likes of Dragic. Winslow had an explosive game. Bam, a double-double. I mean, and of course, Kendrick Nunn is – he played lights out too. So everybody, as they say, would pick up the slack – but I think it certainly might have been a little bit different early if Jimmy Butler would have been there.
Mike, were you surprised by the starting five? Leonard, Bam, Justice, Hero, and Nunn. Were you surprised by that once Jimmy was announced as not playing?
No, not really. I mean, obviously, Winslow, I mean, the way Kendrick Nunn had played throughout the preseason and in camp and the way he played in that Houston game, he seems to be a natural fit as a rookie. And, he just gets everything going well. He's very – Very straight ahead. Let's go. Let's get this done. And doesn't seem to play with much of an ego or anything. So that didn't shock me having him in there. Tyler Hero. Well, you're going to say, well, who are you going to put in there instead of Tyler Hero? Because I know coach would like to have that bench bunch that he had going through the preseason in there. But sometimes when you got players out, you have to change things up, and they did. And then they went to the bench. You got a guy like Chris Silva, who's on a two-way contract, getting a chance to play a little bit, and he was outstanding. So again, everybody picked up the slack, and in the end, I go back to, I think the combination of some veterans and some of this great youth that they've got, it worked out real, real well.
And Mike, we were excited about Tyler Hero. We know his story. You know, he was the young guy. He was shooting. We loved him through the preseason. But this Kendrick Nunn, man, I know he was playing well in preseason, and he jumped off the screen to me last night. I was watching on TV, Mike. I can't get to every game. Like, he was one of the guys that slipped through the cracks. 24, 3, 2, and 2 in 27 minutes. Like, where did Kendrick Nunn come from?
Well, he played in Illinois for a while. Then he played at Oakland University. He was with Santa Cruz, the Golden State Warriors, last season. And in the offseason, played for the Heat in the Summer League. So they got the chance to pick him up. He's got some good accolades from college. You know, he was the Horizon Player of the Year, a first-team player. As a senior, he led Division One. With 4.47 trays made of ball games. So he can shoot. But he's done something a lot of people haven't done. In high school, he had four straight championships with Simeon Career Academy in Chicago. That doesn't happen an awful lot. So he knows what he's doing. He knows what winning is all about. And again, for such a young guy, it really doesn't look like he gets phased. And that's one of the things about Tyler. I mean, you watched him last night and Nunn last night. You never realize these guys are rookies. Tyler's 19 years of age.
That's the crazy thing about it. Sometimes they get out there, and, man, you go, he's young. Like, he'll come into his own. He'll start playing into his skin at some point. Tyler Hero and Kendrick Nunn out there, they looked like they belonged, and oftentimes rookies don't.
Boy, you hit the nail on the head. I've mentioned this before, but Tyler's game, when he comes in from college, from Kentucky, one year, was the SEC Newcomer of the Year when he was there. And averaged, some decent numbers at Kentucky. But his game seems to have transferred much easier into the NBA than a lot of players have had come that with bigger numbers and maybe, higher draft picks. Sometimes it doesn't transition, and it takes a while to get there. But right now it has transitioned. But I think the one thing we did notice, and it's something that, Jimmy Butler mentioned earlier about Tyler, because Tyler was hitting all those threes during the preseason, what have you. He says, right now, you're not on the depth chart, okay, for all these teams. Now when the season starts and they've seen what you do, they're going to close out on you. And if you notice last night, he didn't have as many real good looks from beyond the arc. What he did, he got back inside because he can put the ball on the floor and he can rebound and he can also assist. So he's got the whole package. But NBA now knows who, even just after one game and after the preseason, who Tyler is. And, of course, they've known about Kendrick Nunn for a while.
Mike Inglis is with us, radio voice of the Miami Heat, giving you 15 minutes of Heat. Are we under the expectation still that Jimmy Butler absolutely will be with the team in Milwaukee Saturday?
I haven't heard anything different. All I know is what the coach told you guys last night, that, you know, everything is good. And my assumption is if everything is good, hopefully he's going to be there for the weekend. Yeah, it's a big, big weekend, and it would be a big one certainly for Jimmy, in particular going back to the likes of Minnesota and what have you. But, you know, playing the Bucks, who are one of the teams everyone's talking about to make it to the finals, if not win the whole thing, that they need the likes of Jimmy Butler out there.
That's as weird as it gets last night, right? I mean, an hour and a half before game time.
I mean, even Spo didn't know. he says, I just found out a couple hours ago, because he was there during the shoot around earlier in the day and the whole bit. News happens. I'll put it politely that way.
But you don't know anything that we – you don't have to say what you know, but do you know anything beyond what we know about the situation?
Nope, don't know a thing about it. Don't know a thing about it. Coach said everything comes to fruition and he can tell us, he says he'll tell us. So here sitting right now in my living room, I know nothing more than you guys.
Do you believe him, Crowder?
Nope.
Solana, do you believe Mike Inglis when he says he knows nothing more than we do?
Not at all.
Yeah. Good for you guys. You know what? I like my job.
I got you, Mike.
Yeah, man. Don't mess around with that paycheck, Mike.
Well, let's get back to a little basketball then, Mike.
Hold on one second. Definitively, I honestly do not know for certain what went on.
Oh, okay.
That is the truth. That is the truth.
Mike, going off the bench, what do you have, 19 last night? Is he comfortable with that? Is he comfortable in that position?
Yeah, Goran was great. We had him on the post game last night, and I was kidding with him. He said, you're coming off the bench now. You're one of the old guys. And he was laughing at that. He says, you know, I can still play. And I said, well, I know you can still play. Heck, you were an all-star just 2 years ago, for crying out loud. And we were joking with him. I said, but I didn't realize you were such a blocking machine. And he bust out laughing, saying, oh, yeah, you got the two blocks. He didn't realize I can do all that stuff. But he is very comfortable with it. He's got the attitude you love to have it, especially in a veteran. And now coming off the bench, they're also trying to keep him in his career going a little bit longer. Because, you know, once you've had the knee injury and you're an attacker and a runner and a guy that goes, you know, full bore all the time down the floor, as you well know, the older you get, the body takes, when they take a few hits, it's not as easy to recover. So they're making sure he's going to be okay. But, boy, if they can get that off the bench from him night in and night out, oh, my goodness, that would be outstanding. But it certainly didn't come as a surprise.
You know, you mentioned the couple blocks from him. So, for me, there was this seminal moment last night. It was Chris Silva blocking Ja Morant, blocking his shot. I know for Solana it was the Derrick Jones Jr. dunk, which was – spectacular. Was there a moment last night? Was there a particular moment where you were just like, wow, this team is going to be something special?
You know, I don't know if there was a particular moment. I just liked the way that, like, Nunn and then Totter played and coming off the bench, Silva, a lot of these young guys, you know. And it's not like we got a bunch of old guys in Justice Winslow and Bam. I mean, there are a couple of young guys, too. So I just like the way they pick things up without having Jimmy Butler. You know, it was the big night, opening night. You've got this super all-star who plays both ends of the floor, you know, as good as anybody in the NBA, and he's not there for the first game. So someone's got to do something, and they picked it up. And I think that's sort of the aha moment for me, watching how well they all played together and picked up the slack. And it was a lot of fun. It really was a lot of fun to watch.
Mike Inglis, again, radio voice for the Miami Heat, Miami Heat Basketball Network. So the Heat have Milwaukee Saturday night. We'll assume Jimmy Butler's going to be in the lineup, but this is going to be a whole different ball game because it's Milwaukee and Giannis.
Yeah.
Who is, in your opinion, the best team in the East? Is it Milwaukee or Philadelphia?
Well, I think it's a toss-up between Milwaukee and Philadelphia. The thing about it is both teams lost big names last year. So it's going to be interesting to see how they all meld together. In Milwaukee, Chris Middleton, he got paid. I mean, some huge dollars for coming off a career year last year. Can Bledsoe stay healthy? They got the Lopez brothers there now, which is going to be very interesting. And they've got the Antetokounmpo brothers there now, which is sort of an oddity, probably in any sport, to have two sets of brothers playing on the same team. But
we had that here in Miami. We had that with Goran and Zoran.
Well, we had it very briefly, but they've got two sets, don't forget.
Right, two sets of brothers, right, correct.
And two Zoran. Sets of brothers. So
Zoran was here for a cup of coffee.
Zoran.
Yeah, right. He was
on the roster.
Yeah, he was a nice fellow, too, I'll tell you. He's a real nice guy, like his brother. He's a real nice guy.
It's like Shane's saying she's got a good personality,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm a nice guy, Mike. Yeah. I don't know if I can make the roster, though.
No, you get. I'll tell you, he's still not a bad ball player. I think he's doing okay for himself right now over in here.
There you go, Mike Inglis again. And it'll be different Saturday night. We'll finally get to see the debut of Jimmy Butler, which is something all of Heat Nation is excited about.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure, yeah. And everyone should be excited about seeing him because he is exactly what they say. He's a hell of a ball player, let me tell you. And it's going to be fun watching him. And I think one of the nice things is he can get everybody settled down and get them into the right rhythm that they want to get into. Opening night's a different beast. But it's going to be opening night, I believe, in Milwaukee for the Bucks in that afternoon game.
And so when do you guys travel? Tomorrow?
Yeah, head out tomorrow. It's a 5 o'clock game. Eastern on Saturday, and then to Minnesota for a later game on Sunday.
All right, there you go. Mike Inglis, you can hear him on 790 The Ticket, and you'll hear him for every Heat game. As Solana pointed out in the first segment today, the Heat are on pace for an 82-0 season, Mike.
Yeah, and I'm on pace to win the lottery, okay?
We'll see you, Mike. Thank you for making time for us, man.
Okay, guys, anytime.
There you go. Mike Inglis, radio voice for the Miami Heat. He is very good at what he does.
Oh, amazing.
He is a pleasure to listen to on the radio. I really enjoy his call of the game. Is he one of your favorites, Solana?
Yeah, hold on. I'm just flirting with him on the phone right now.
Go do your thing, man.
He is.
Go do your thing. Tell him we love him, by the way.
No, don't tell him that.
Yeah, tell him
he's
we love him.
He's a professional.
But we love him, though.
We
That's
don't
Mike
love
Inglis
him.
There. 15 minutes of Heat. Five o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Love ourselves some Funky Buddha and love ourselves the 5 o'clock hour. We're at Offerdahl's Off the Grill in Boca Raton. I enjoyed doing a show. When I get out of here, I'm be home about 6:03.
That's crazy.
I'm never home at 6:03. I usually have to fight my way through an hour's worth of traffic from El Portal up to Boca Mondays when we do Twin Peaks.
I was just going to say.
You get that pleasure of
being
right around the house.
I'm the same distance away. I got about an hour drive from here.
Yeah.
Especially with traffic, I'm good hour.
This is I think it is the first broadcast in – I mean, I've been doing radio in South Florida for, let's see, since 2004.
Man.
Sports radio. I can't recall ever doing a broadcast in Boca Raton. I'm not
really?
Even kidding you. I can't recall ever doing a broadcast up here.
I've done multiple broadcasts.
In Boca?
Yeah.
Appearances maybe, but broadcasts?
You know
rarely.
What? I don't know radio. I don't know what the difference between the two, so you're right. Might just be appearances.
But we're up here. John Offerdahl was with us for an entire hour. We talked about the Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off. It is an amazing event. It's Saturday, November 9th at the Pompano Beach Amphitheater. You can purchase your tickets at gridirongrilloff.com. And if you missed the hour that we spent with John Offerdahl, I would highly recommend you could use the radio.com app rewind feature, radio.com rewind, and rewind yourself back to the 3 o'clock hour, or Solana will post it up at the radio.com app, and you can listen to it at your leisure.
I like people getting into parenting tips. I think the world needs that.
And I like the poop stories. So you got a little bit of something for everybody. You got a little bit of something for everybody. I want to play that maybe tomorrow, Solana, just the crapping his pants story. If you can cut that up for tomorrow.
Done.
I've never heard that story.
It's crazy. Like, when you hear a story, like John Offerdahl, like you feel like you've heard all the stories before. Reminds me of when Aronde Gadsden told us the story about buying a monkey after winning the Super Bowl with the Cowboys. And I was like, how long have I known you, Aronde, that I don't know that story?
Well, we both knew him double-digit years.
Same thing with Offerdahl. You've known Offerdahl for years. I've known Offerdahl for years. Never heard the crapping his pants during a game, during a screen pass story.
I spent an entire weekend in the Bahamas with Offerdahl on a boat for 14 hours and didn't get that story.
Never heard that story, right? Yeah, man, that was something.
That,
so anyway,
that was your favorite.
Absolutely. And I had 15 follow-up questions. I only got two of them.
He did try to roll past it smooth.
So his Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off is Saturday, November 9th. Great event, and you can purchase tickets at gridirongrilloff.com. That is gridirongrilloff.com. Two shocking things on today's show. Two shocking things. One, Solana had never heard the song Tougher Than Leather by Run-DMC and did not think it was a banger. Hmm. And two, you'd never heard of World Be Free.
No.
One of the most iconic basketball players. Glenn knows. One of the most iconic basketball players of all time.
All time, huh?
Of all time.
World Be Free.
How could you not have heard of World Be Free?
Like probably 95% of the world.
I'm going to disagree with you.
Be Free. His mom doesn't like him.
What are you talking about?
I know his mom doesn't like him.
Iconic, man. My buddy texted me. He goes, Locke. Redskins plus 16.5 tonight. And I texted him back, I love the Vikings. I do. I love the Vikings tonight. I don't know what to do on tonight's game.
Yeah, who is that? He needs to get in on our gambling thread because he's right there with us.
It's my buddy Jim Frivola.
Jim, come on, jump on, Jim.
In Vegas.
There we go. He's jump on, Jim.
Sounds
like all of us.
Do you like Washington plus 16.5 or you
no.
like the Vikings?
Vikings.
You know, there's been a lot of big lines. And I've been okay with giving them, and we gave it on Monday night with the Patriots and the Jets, and I don't mind giving those points. I think Minnesota Vikings are gelling right now.
Last 2 weeks they look good. Is Thielen out?
You know, they had a hamstring from the last game.
Yeah,
I wonder.
Diggs is in, Rudolph's there, Dalvin Cook, which I think the Redskins are going to struggle to stop him because they struggled to really stop Mark Walton.
And Kirk Cousins is looking good, man.
The last 2 weeks, he had that trouble. Remember him and Stephon Diggs were arguing and all that stuff? And then the next 2 weeks, what they say, closed mouth doesn't get fed. He complained, and then he went crazy. So I think that continues in Minnesota as well. I don't know, Jim. I don't know if I'm putting my money with Jim.
Yeah, Adam
money.
Thielen ruled out for Thursday. So
that's a knock. That's a weapon that's taken away. But they're rolling right now, Minnesota. And that defense, Everson Griffin, who's the other? They have a big-ass defensive end. Hunter, he's number 99. He's a monster. Yeah, I'm with the Vikings. I'll lay the points.
I like it, too. All right, we're going to wrap things up here momentarily. First, though, Crowder's got a little something to tell you about.
If you're tailgating this weekend, you got to go to Publix. They always rise to the occasion. In this football season, they brought out the good stuff. Now, the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party, every single Dolphins home game, it's in the south and southeast corner of Hard Rock Stadium. Come on out. I'm out there doing the pregame with Chris Whittingham. We have a DJ with music. We have food. We have drinks. We have a good time. We have games. Come see our tailgate party is really supposed to look at the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party between the south and southeast corner of every single Dolphins game. And the second thing is that Miami Dolphins pub sub, crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomato, cheddar cheese, and garlic parmesan sauce. It is a staple in the Crowder family diet. Be the queen or king of tailgate with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. They got that pub sub. You got to try it if you haven't, but you've been eating Publix subs forever. Now, you know what Publix got. You know about that delicious chicken. You know about the fried chicken, the chicken wings, the rotisserie chicken. You know about all the chicken options. You know about all the sides. You know about all the sandwiches. They have platters that feed dozens. Drinks, ice, beer, chips, side snacks. They got it all. But I have to tell the busy moms and busy dads what I have fallen in love with this football season. Publix.com, where they will deliver. I can spend time with my kids on Saturday. I work 5 days a week. I do the Dolphin game Sunday. I can spend time with my kids all day Saturday. Have my tailgating, my watch party, food and drinks delivered to the house and still enjoy a good watch party. Still enjoy a good tailgate. Find all those tailgating and watch party needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Couple of NBA games tonight. Actually, three games, but does anyone care about the Atlanta Hawks at Detroit?
I like little Trae Young.
You gonna watch that game?
No, I ain't watching the game. He has alopecia.
That appeal to you, Hawks at Detroit?
Yeah, Trae Young, Blake Griffin, couple new pieces there. I'll watch that.
All right, and then
is Blake Griffin a draw still?
You know, he really was for me. I loved Blake Griffin. He's lost its luster. I liked him in L.A. too. Something about Detroit. I don't know. Just doesn't have the same kind of flash.
Yeah, that's the way Zion Williamson's career is going to go.
Well,
he's going to be Blake Griffin 2.0.
What are you doing there?
Blake Griffin 2.0. How are they different?
I don't think so. I think you're completely off on Zion Williamson. But I do think that his career is going to go in a reverse arc, which is he's going to leave a smaller city, New Orleans, and end up in a place like L.A. or, you know, like where that kind of personality and that kind of star can
shine. If he wants to have success, he better go somewhere to be carried.
You are so
I'm telling
wrong.
Y'all, man. Y'all, okay, y'all follow over Zion if y'all want to.
So you're saying Zion Williamson's going to be a bust?
No, not a bust. He's going to be Blake Griffin. He's going to have a highlight reel every single game, but he's going to get him 16 points a game. They're all going to be dunks. His basketball skill is not developed. He jumps high. Give me a Tom-Tom. Give me a Gazelle. They jump high, too.
He's a transcendent player. Like
for one year of dunking at Duke?
He is going to bulldog people down in the paint. They're not going to know what hit them. Dude's going to put up points. He is going to put up blocks.
And
he is going to grab boards.
Blake Griffin has numbers, too. But would you say Blake Griffin's a great player?
I mean, he was.
He was a great player.
He was for a while. I mean, you weren't seeing anyone dunk with the ferocity that Blake Griffin was. Flashy player.
And Zion's going to be flashy. He's going to be on all the top 10s, and they're going to be 10-72.
The other two games that really have my interest tonight, the Rockets host the Bucks. Rockets are a one-point favorite at home, and late game tonight, Golden State Warriors host the Clippers. Golden State Warriors are an underdog at home. Man, I gotta describe the scene around us right now. John Bryan, our engineer, has been here since 10 a.m. The dude is standing with every case open. He is ready to shove every piece of equipment in the thing. Jen Figueroa has had her purse on her lap since 5. Her purse is on her lap. She's dozing off. She's running the board this morning on the morning show. And all these people, and Brian Keene, like, he is standing there. He is shooting darts with his eyes at me. They've all got to drive down to El Portal. They've been here since we got here. Like, if I describe to you what I am staring at towards the end of the show here, it is three angry people. They're like, you got to be bleeping kidding me. He's talking about the Hawks-Pistons game, and if Blake Griffin was a good basketball player. Like,
wrap this up,
yeah,
son.
I expect to hear a car just screeching out of the thing during the segment.
All their cars are cranked already, warming up.
Air conditioning is on.
Ready to hit it.
They are ready to hit it. Thank you, John Offerdahl, and Offerdahl's Off the Grill for having us here in Boca Raton. It was a real fun show. Thank you, John Offerdahl, for stopping by as well. Darren Revelle was on with us today. Omar Kelly was on with us today. Mike Inglis as well. And, again, you can get tickets for the Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off at gridirongrilloff.com. John Bryant, our on-site engineer, did a great job. Appreciate it. Jay Figg and Ryan, great job as well. And Solana back in the studio, great job to you. And that'll do it for us. We will speak with you from the studio mañana.
I ain't eating no quinoa.
And then you got to cover a Freeman McNeil out of the backfield on a one-on-one. Yeah, on a screen pass, I literally crapped my pants right there.
It's some naked breasts somewhere close to here.
You need to need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.